Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Boris Johnson resigned. But what does his legacy look like? I didn't like the gloating yesterday. I don't really have a view on Boris Johnson, on pretty much about him. But what does always bother me is when we have this almost mob attack on somebody. It makes me think that there must be a reason that they hate him, and maybe that's a good thing, but I don't really know. So we've called in the expert. Stephen Grews is head of a governance and diplomacy program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
So I guess now's not the time to ask what he'll be remembered for. I mean, it can be, but if we look at a snapshot now, it's probably quite negative. If we go a little bit further down the line with a little bit of perspective, what will Boris Johnson's legacy be?
Well, he was certainly a very charismatic leader, enigmatic, a bit off the wall, always looking disheveled, and but really with a magnetic personality. Mm. I think one of his achievements, whether you agree with it or not, is getting Brexit done, which was his campaign
mandate.
Slogan, that the British people had decided by a very narrow margin that they wanted to leave the European Union, and Theresa May really struggled to get that policy bedded down, and that was really the focus of Boris Johnson's first year. That Freudian slip.
That's so interesting.
Of Boris Johnson's first year. And then, like everywhere else, they were engulfed by COVID. And I don't think he showered himself in great glory on how Britain handled the pandemic. And unfortunately, he's going to be remembered for the scandals that engulfed his government, certainly over the last 6 months and the last couple of weeks. Partygate, where he was attending parties, and Number 10 had all these events when the rest of the country was told to lock down, and was seen as highly hypocritical. So, and I think he'll also be remembered as a strong supporter of Ukraine. Mm. He was one of the first Western leaders to visit Kiev and other parts of Ukraine after the war started in February. He's been several times to Ukraine, and yesterday President Zelensky said he's a true friend. So I think those are some of the positive and not so positive things that he'll be remembered for.
He's also a great friend of Israel's, isn't he?
Yeah, he has a long history of support for Israel. He went as a volunteer, I think, either before his university or after his university. He spent time there. And yes, he's very solidly behind Israel. So they'll probably be sad to see him go. I think Israel may be worried that down the line there'll be a Labour prime ministership. And Labour has traditionally been a bit tougher on the Israeli government than compared to the Conservatives. But just to say, there isn't at the moment a general election on the cards. He's going to be replaced within the party, and whoever takes over as Tory leader will see out the end of the term, unless, of course, forces conspire and a general election is called.
Who are we likely to see, or is it too early to tell, taking his position?
It's a very crowded field. There are about 10 names that have been mentioned, probably not very many of them familiar to us. Possibly the best known is Liz Truss, who is the foreign secretary, in effect the foreign minister, and she's also been the trade minister. We have Dominic Raab, who is the deputy prime minister, but maybe he'll be as perceived as too close to Johnson. Mm. We have the chancellor, Rishi Sunak, Jeremy Hunt, who lost out to Johnson on the party leadership in 2019. Ben Wallace, the defense secretary, a whole number of names. They're probably about 10 or 12.
It is quite a crowded field. And the Brits sometimes like their eccentric leaders. He's certainly one of them. We've seen a whole history of eccentric leaders in the UK. Given that they've just had one of those, are they more likely now to go back to somebody a little bit more solid and staid than this naughty frat boy, really?
Yes, I think they will. I think they're going to want a safe pair of hands, somebody who's not controversial. You know, Johnson was a populist in his own way, not dissimilar to Donald Trump. Both had interesting hairstyles, but were not afraid to be the news and make the news and take controversial positions. Certainly in his time as a journalist, Johnson was famous for insulting remarks about different ethnicities, for example. You know, he had this sort of bumbling professor persona that may have endeared him to some people. But I think now Britain is going to look for somebody who has moral courage and is probably straight-laced rather than this rather eccentric, chaotic way of Boris Johnson's leadership.
Very, very interesting. That's where we leave it. It is 8:18. Your reaction to Boris Johnson resigning. Stephen Groos, thank you, as always, head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Certainly, I think he was a very colorful character, is a very colorful character, and in some way, his antics maybe will be missed. But then again, I'm not British, so very little in my world depends on it.